Like many states, California begins a new fiscal year today. Unlike many states, California's legislature still has not passed a budget and shows no sign of doing it anytime soon. It's harder this year than in the past. One reason is the state's record-breaking $38 billion shortfall. But California lawmakers say the real culprit is politics, NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
Until they pass a budget, California lawmakers will be working for free, as will members of their staffs. Beginning today, State Controller Steve Wesley is withholding their salaries.
I'm trying to put as much pressure on as possible so we can break this gridlock and move it forward.
But political professionals aren't the only ones who'll be left holding the bag, says Wesley.
Community colleges, retirement homes, school facilities, there are a lot of groups, including thousands of vendors, small business people working very hard to provide basic services for the state that will be held political hostage by this stalemate, and that's an unfortunate thing.
Everyone has their own theories of why the legislature hasn't agreed on a budget yet. The Republicans blame the Democrats for their insistence on raising taxes as part of their plan. Republicans have said no taxes, no way, period. Senate GOP leader Jim Brolte has even threatened to campaign against any member of his caucus who votes for a budget that includes a tax increase. Yesterday, Brolte argued that even with the taxes the Democrats have proposed, their budget plan will leave the state in the red for years to come.
You have to find a way of reducing spending. And even with all the tax increases they've proposed, because they haven't reduced spending enough, the out-year deficit grows. And we've got to find a way of shrinking that.
Republicans wield a lot of power at budget time, even though they're in the minority in both houses of the legislature. That's because California is one of the few states that requires a two-thirds vote to pass a budget. So Democrats will need a few Republicans to support their plan. Nevertheless, Democrat John Burton, President pro tem of the Senate, says there are some things the GOP wants that Democrats will never give them.
What they've always talked about, you know, draconian cuts to health, taking money out of the pockets of elderly, blind, and disabled.
And there's reasons that go beyond politics, says Burton, that may explain why Republicans are digging in their heels.
Human nature enters into it, where the Republican leadership feel that they were not consulted or dealt with properly in the last two budgets, that they were, as the kids would say, and dissed, and I think that part of that enters into it as well.
California rarely passes a budget on time, but everyone describes this year's deadlock as the worst in memory.
This is also the very beginning of a time when we've felt the full impact of term limits.
Senator Deborah Bowen, a Democrat, has voted on 10 budgets. There aren't that many in the legislature anymore who have been around long enough to make that claim.
With term limits, you have people who haven't been together for long enough to develop the kind of trust across party lines that helps us solve problems. And their tenure here is so short that they have little continuing stake in whether or not relationships can be built that solve problems.
In California's last budget crisis, Republicans went along on tax increases. Then again, a Republican, Pete Wilson, was governor. Now the governor is Democrat Gray Davis, who's facing a recall campaign promoted and financed by Republicans. GOP lawmakers deny that has anything to do with the current budget stalemate. Democrats say they just can't help but wonder if that's another contributing factor to the state's political paralysis. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Sacramento.